Yeah. Joe Kelly, welcome to the hood, baby. Joe Kelly, welcome to the club, baby.
Yesterday was
Joe Kelly, where you want your statue at, homie? You want it up front? Do you want it to the side? Do you want it at Staples next to Oscar De La Hoya? Talk to me, homie. What up, dog?
This is, by the way, LZ, an example of why sometimes you don't got to be great to get yourself a statue. You don't have to be great to become a legend among the fans. You just have to want what the fans want to. You just have to wear the jersey the way the fans want you to wear that jersey. Because Joe Kelly, I think it's safe to say, his year and change with the Dodgers has not been terribly popular. He has not been a fan favorite joining the Dodgers.
I've ripped him a lot, actually. I think you can have a greatest hit volume one and two about the number of times I said bad things about Joe Kelly.
You and the rest of the world.
Not since Christopher Columbus has an accident turned out so good for the person who had the accident. Not since Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus got statues all over the place for doing something he didn't even do. He got lost.
Mm-hmm. He's got a damn holiday.
And I look at Joe Kelly and I was like, we all know you had no zero. And yet, we're going to give you a statue anyway because you did what we wanted someone to do. In fact, you almost did it exactly the way I hoped it would have been done. If you remember yesterday, what did I say? I said, not the first inning, not the second inning, not the third inning. You got to do it like Jaws. You got to do it when the guard is down. You got to do it when they think they're safe, that we're just going to play on the up and up. And just when you're facing a 3-0 pitch and you think you're safe, Joe Kelly throws behind your head.
Come on, Joe.
This is where Joe Kelly is the perfect guy for this job, because Joe Kelly, the minute he walks into a game, if you are an Astros batter, you are worried about getting hit, in part because Joe Kelly he's a super hot-headed, competitive, petty guy who, by the way, if people forget, was part of the 2007 Red Sox who got eliminated by the 2017 Astros in the playoffs. Joe Kelly has as much reason to be pissed at those Astros as the 2017 Dodgers, even though he wasn't on that team. But also, Joe Kelly is just wild enough that every single time you're at bat under great circumstances, under normal circumstances, you're worried about getting hit anyway because that guy has total control issues. That guy can throw at you even when he's not trying to. So you're a little bit scared when you're up at the plate against Joe Kelly anyway. Much less if he has a reason to hit you. He was the perfect guy to have up at the bat in that moment if you're Dave Roberts, the Dodgers, and looking for revenge.
Oh, man. I hope he had a Venmo account set up so that we could just give him bills, dollar bills, dollar bills. Change.
Yeah.
I was so happy last night. I really was. I had a smile on my face. I paused the game and rewound it so I could watch the pitching all over again. So I actually was about 10 minutes behind the rest of the viewers because I kept going back and watching like Alex Bregman's face when that pitch came and he came up and the look of fear was all over his face. He looked like he had just crapped his pants and I was just here for all of it. So I rewound it and watched it again and again and again. And the best part, there's a little detail that I don't think gets enough publicity. The best part is once he walked them, then he kept trying to pick them off, but not really. He just kept throwing fastballs right at first base, making him get in the dirt and just hearing the ball whistling by his rib cage and everything. It was so funny. I was yes.
It was great. Joe Kelly in this game, and the Dodgers are already up at this point. The Dodgers had already broken through, having been down 2-0. They have an explosive inning where they're up 5-2. They look like the Dodgers that we had been waiting to see in the second half of that Giants series, and they break through, and they've got control of this game.
Up, he's like, screw the
fact. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's right.
Indeed. And, you know, and the Dodgers, by the way, they're a team that is absolutely built to make you think of his opponent, okay, once they've got a lead, they can just hammer it down. I mean, they can turn a 5-2 lead into a 7-2 lead, into a 9-2 lead. Like, that's just the way that they're built. So Joe Kelly's up, and like you said, LZ, he walks Alex Bregman four pitches. I guess it was 3-0, then 4-0, but the fourth pitch, that fastball to the head, I think actually got away from Joe Kelly. I'm not 100% sure that was meant for Alex Bregman. But Joe Kelly also had no regrets at that point either. He's like, you know what, man? 3-0. I don't care what happens with this pitch.
I can't hear you. Alex Bregman's interview is keep coming in, bleeding in. Is that Alex?
He's like,
is that Alex on the podium? Is that?
Yeah.
Can you turn down Alex's interview, please?
Alex, I can hear Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is the dude that was just crying later, who also almost got plunked with a pitch that I'm not sure Joe Kelly was trying to do that with, because in between Bregman and Correa, there was just a lot of bleep all over the place. But then the inning ends, and Kelly starts talking to Carlos Correa and literally starts miming the baby, wah, 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 making faces. He actually sticks out his tongue at Carlos Correa like a four-year-old. He's literally like a four-year-old up on the mound. This was glorious.
It was perfect. And I was just like, am I a Joe Kelly fan? How did he do that? That's clever. Because now, usually my eyes just start rolling when I see you. But now I got to be like, oh, okay, what my homie going to do now? How's he going to enact revenge? And, we need to talk to our colleagues at ESPN.com, because they don't have the right headline on this story. It says, benches clear as Dodgers Joe Kelly throws behind Astros Alex Bregman, taunts Carlos Correa. It should actually say, benches clear because Major League Baseball didn't properly punish the Houston Astros for cheating. So, as baseball rules go, the Dodgers responded. That's actually the headline.
Baseball exacts street justice because the law failed. Exacts street justice because the law failed its citizenry. That is what happened.
It should say, bench is clear after Dodgers hero Joe Kelly reminds everyone that the Astros cheated. There we go.
And then it says in parentheses, yes, that Joe Kelly, we don't get it either.
Exactly.
we don't get it either, but yes, that's what happened.
But it was awesome. It was, oh, you knew, I knew, the listeners knew, Joe Kelly knew, Dusty knew, hell, Dave Roberts knew, Dave Roberts' wife knew, Dave Roberts' kids knew, watching the game, that Joe Kelly didn't mean half those pitches he threw. He had zero. He couldn't locate his fastball with a GPS and with a buzzer. He couldn't get it over the plate if he had walked it over the plate himself. He couldn't deliver that pitch where he wanted to if he had just walked over and put it in the glove. He was so out of control. He was all over the place. You're right. It is not the point, but it is the point, because Joe Kelly took lemons and made lemonade. He made lemonade.
It's perfect, too, because Joe Kelly's like this perfect, perfect combination of plausible deniability. Like, you know that Joe Kelly is the type of guy who would throw at someone's head. Like, that's the way he is built. Like, for example, I don't know, it was 4 or 5 years ago, he's the guy that actually plunked Hanley Ramirez in that series the Dodgers had against the Cardinals, where Hanley got hit in the ribs early on in that series, changed the whole thing, and the Cardinals ended up advancing. honestly, and I don't say this just as a St. Louis guy, just as a Cardinals guy, I said this then, I'll say it now, I don't think Joe Kelly was trying to hit Hanley Ramirez. You know, he was a rookie then. Like, that would have been a bold move for a rookie to plunk and star at like 100 miles an hour in the ribs in like the first inning, I think it was. I mean, that would have been aggressively bold for a rookie. And I said that then, people didn't believe me. Now you understand that's just Joe Kelly. He doesn't have control over his pitches. But Joe Kelly is perfect for this because he has no control over his pitches, but he's also don't give a bleep. Like, Joe Kelly is wired where he doesn't care if he happens to hit you because of his own ineptitude, c'est la vie. Whatever. I don't care.
I don't. You know, and it's, listen, for a guy who is from this area, who grew up to be a Dodger fan his whole life, the opportunity to be a Dodger, I'm sure, was amazing. I'm sure he has great hopes of winning a World Series with his team. But now he gets to go down in folklore because he's the one, whether he did it on purpose or not, had revenge against the team that cheated. He's the one now that when you go back and go, well, how did the Dodgers respond to the Houston Astros after the cheating scandal? And then you say, well, son, let me tell you about Joe Don't Take No Crap Kelly. And then you go and you go back on YouTube and you find the clip and you find him making fun and mocking, you know, Alex Correa and just, you know, embarrassing the franchise. You got poor Dusty, man.
You know what?
Poor Dusty. See, this is what I'm talking about. Everyone likes and respects Dusty.
Yes, they do.
So they go and they hire him, not because they think he's a great manager. They hire him because they know he's going to provide them great cover. And while I appreciate the fact that they extended him yesterday so that he's not a 60-game rental, because they probably need more time to have more cover, it's unfortunate now that he has to go in front of a microphone and pretend to be upset when you know Dusty is about as old school gets. Dusty was the first student in the school. That's how old his school is. You know, in his heart of hearts, he's probably
he was in a one-room schoolhouse back when Dusty Baker was in the school.
When Dusty Baker went to Sandy Koufax and said, "Do you know what room 201 is?" That's how old Dusty Baker is. But you know, in his heart of hearts, he's also thinking, "Good job, Joe. Mm-hmm. Keep the game clean. Good job."
Yep.
I'm gonna go to the microphone and say a bunch of crap, but just know I'm with you, young man. That's how you protect the game.
No doubt. Dusty Baker is going to take up for his dudes, but at the same time, he's sending Joe Kelly an email or a letter, because Dusty Baker probably has no idea how to send an email, but he's sending him a handwritten letter. He's like, "Nice job, son.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Here's the ball. Frame it."
Exactly. Keep it. I want some of my guys to learn from this. All right, coming up, we got sounds from the actual brawl. Because when a stadium is empty, you can hear exactly what's happening. And that can include some profanities. Also, too, big game from Mookie Betts, a game that he needed. It was officially
Joe Kelly,
on.
Joe Kelly.
I was going to say, it was officially on last night. Officially on between the Dodgers and the Astros. Dodgers get the best of this thing. That's exactly what we wanted. But we wanted some action in this 5-2 win. Dodgers now 3-2 on the season, and Joe Kelly provided it. The bench is cleared, and this is what it sounded like.
Astros dugout has something to say to Kelly as he walks back to the Dodger dugout. Kelly turning his head to return fire, as Correa also has something to say to Joe Kelly, and now both dugouts empty as the umpires are trying to keep everyone socially distant.
Yeah, Kelly was staring back at Correa as he walked off the field, and Reddick in the on-deck circle got loud. Now Correa kind of front and center right now.
Both bullpens jogging in as, for the most part, the Dodgers players are on one side, the Astros players are on the other side, and the umpires are in the middle trying to prevent any shenanigans. But, of course, this was what a lot of folks expected when these two teams hooked up. There may be some ill will still. Everybody's ill heading will. Back to their dugouts or to their bullpens.
Ill will.
Who are these announcers?
The Houston side. That's the Houston radio side.
Oh, my God.
Remember, they're trying to stay socially distant. Just remember.
I mean, seriously, it felt like it was being done by PBS. There was no passion. Are there replacement announcers? They're trying to be socially distant. We were curious if there would still be, you know, some feelings in regards to the findings of the investigation, and perhaps we have our answer. I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
But you know why,
though? Who are these guys?
You know why they're talking like that? Because that's the Houston side. And that's the Houston side that can only get so mad about any of this because they know they're part of the side that cheated and started all of this in the first place. Like, they all know deep down, like, you know, if you know, sometimes announcers get rings, like they end up getting a ring with the rest of the players. They're looking at their own ring going, yeah, I mean, I didn't personally cheat. Like, I wasn't aware of this, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. This thing's tainted. Yeah. Like, I guarantee all those announcers used to show off their rings, and now they're like, eh.
Right.
Yeah. It's in the drawer.
Well, we were curious, you know, if the Dodgers were going to have any ill feelings in regards to coming into this series, and perhaps we have our answer, Bob. What do you say? I'm sitting here like, well, what the hell? Why are you talking as if you don't know the context of anything that's happening right now? Woo, what are you trying to sell?
Well, the best, I think the best part, and there's a lot of best parts to choose from, but the best part, I think, is Joe Kelly literally sticking his tongue out at Carlos Correa. At this point, that is just double middle fingers. I am going to sink to the lowest, not even like the lowest form of humanity, but just like the lowest form of emotion. Like, I don't care if I'm going to conduct myself as an adult in this stuff. Because Joe Kelly, if people don't know this or they forgot, he also paid a price for those cheating Astros. He was part of a Red Sox team in 2017 that got knocked out before the Dodgers eventually faced those cheating Astros. So Joe Kelly actually had skin in this game. He wasn't just taking up for his new teammates for, you know, that he joined the team last year. And I'm sure he likes to ride or die with those guys as well. But Joe Kelly feels like he got robbed himself.
Well, it's really kind of interesting. Like, you almost need a roadmap to figure out Joe Kelly's allegiance, because you're right. He was part of the team in 2017 that got cheated, and then he ended up being part of a team that was investigated for cheating, and then he went to join a team that got screwed by two teams that were cheating against them in the World Series, and somehow he comes out looking like the raw dog thug out of all of it. And it's like absolutely like an amazing journey that he has been on to be in a position where he gets to mock the team that cheated, even though he has a ring from a cheater, and oh, by the way, he got cheated out of that ring two cheats ago.
You know what? I never thought about this, LZ, till you just talked about the roadmap and like the winding path that led Joe Kelly to where he is, and the different stops that include that 2018 Red Sox team that, by all accounts, didn't do anything as egregious as Houston. You know, because they got investigated for their own type of cheating, but I think it's safe to say they were not completely 100% above board on the season. This might have been Joe Kelly alleviating a little bit of guilt in that clubhouse, like a little bit of like, yeah, you know, I know me and Mookie, we were involved with just some broad cheating that, you know, maybe it affected you guys, maybe not. But either way, I'm with you guys. Like, I am with you for real. This is it. Let me show you with my totally uncontrollable wild pitches how much I'm with you guys.
It was one pitch. I was like, yo, home, you looking like me out there, except you got some more miles per hour. But when you're throwing over 90, 95, 96 miles per hour, you know, you have more margin for error. I mean, that's just the way it is. Speed kills. And according to Dusty, it could end a career. You know, he got poor Dusty got on the mic and started complaining and whining about how you know, it was a 3-0 count, and he could have ended his career. And it was like, I like how that could have ended his career as opposed to cheating the game that he plays. That could have ended his career, too, if he was properly punished by baseball.
Dude,
Kelly was just reminding him of what he did. Ending the career was something that that squad did and put all their careers in the mind by agreeing to cheat in such an egregious way. I'm not going to let them, Andy, rewrite the script to make it sound like this is somehow Joe Kelly's fault. I'm not going to do that.
It's funny, man. When I was watching the game yesterday with my wife, and my wife is a really big Dodger fan, and when Joe Kelly threw that pitch at Alex Bregman that ended up going at his head, she starts cheering it, you know, cheering, and she looks at me, and she can see this, like, perplexed look on my face. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'm not 100% that was on purpose. She's like, what do you mean? He hates them. I'm like, no, I'm sure he does hate them. I'm just not 100% sure that when it's Joe Kelly, that was actually on purpose. And then the inning continued, and Joe Kelly was so all over the place. She's like, yeah, all right, you might be right. I'm not sure either. I'm like, no, I'm hyped with it too. Like, this is awesome. It's great. It's Joe Kelly, though. It's always a mystery when it's Joe Kelly. All right, coming up, though, Walker Buehler has his debut on the season, and Mookie Betts breaks through in this game. There was more to this game for the Dodgers than just Joe Kelly.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was. More than Joe Kelly becoming a
folk hero. I don't even know the score.
We'll talk about that next. 5-2, 710 ESPN. Yeah.
I'm actually was wrong. Because of the way that Joe Kelly wears his uniform, I thought he was a lot skinnier than what he is. But apparently, he's listed at 6'1", 190, which actually is not that skinny. It's not that skinny at all. I was thinking he was like 175 because he looked so thin, like Chris Sale. Chris Sale looks really, really thin, and I just assumed he was like that. But Joe Kelly actually, he's probably a man of substance. So I'm not sure if he wanted all the smoke, but he wouldn't have choked in the first swing.
He's Raj said it during the break, wiry. That's the way you call guys like that. They're wiry. They're sinewy. Like, he's one of these guys, like, he's not big in terms of weight.
Did you call him what?
Sinewy.
You said
sinewy.
I know sinewy. The word. It's just I think that's the last word any male professional athlete wants to be called. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of your poor man's wiry.
They're looking for beast. They want to be called mountain.
Yeah, but I mean, look at how Joe Kelly's built. Joe Kelly is not going to be a mountain. I'm sorry. Like, he is not built to be a mountain. That's not going to happen. But Joe Kelly is, by all accounts, that dude who will be there if it all goes down. Like, I have no idea how effective he's going to be if it all goes down. Like, if Joe Kelly can throw hands, like, I have no idea. I don't know one way or the other. But, I mean, they were talking about on the broadcast yesterday. Like, Joe Kelly, among his teammates, is known as the guy that, if nothing else, you want him there if it goes down because you know he won't run away. Like, he will be there even if he's not effective. He'll be there. And we saw that yesterday.
I'm actually up a poll right now. It's going to be a very bare-bones poll, pun intended. Do you believe Joe Kelly is really about that life?
Okay. Yes, no. I want to see what people say.
That's all I'm. That is the question. Do you believe Joe Kelly really is about that life?
But here's what was interesting too.
I'm not sure.
I think he's about that life. I really do. Like, Joe Kelly is known as an aggressive pitcher, which makes him really interesting because he's also known as a wild pitcher. But he's known as a really competitive, will get in your face kind of guy. I just don't know, like, if he really is at the end of the day. You know, I mean, everyone knows a guy, you know, either in high school when we're all young and stupid or college or whatever. Like, the guy that will always go around looking for fights, and in the back of your head, you're like, dude, you have no idea how to fight. Like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing? I've watched you get clocked in the face like 10 times. You have no idea what you're doing. But nonetheless, that guy's always looking for fights. I don't know what he's effective as. But in the meantime, though, you had Walker Buehler, making his debut for the season and had a couple hiccups. He hung a slider that Carlos Correa absolutely crushed in the second inning. Like, the, you could see Buehler, before Correa even hit it, his reaction to the pitch was like, damn, oh, man, that's yeah. not what I wanted yeah. to happen. Like,
yeah,
I saw that pitch yeah, coming
he,
in. And I was
he
like,
totally
oh,
had
man.
A stomp.
Yeah.
It didn't move. It just hung
no,
there.
No. Like,
that before, could be a problem.
Yeah, before Correa even hit it, I was watching that going, uh-oh, that's not moving. And you could see Walker Buehler was like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. Just don't hit it out. Oh, he hit it out. And then you know, he got in a little bit of trouble later on, and that's when he eventually got taken out, gave up two runs. But in between that, man, Walker Buehler was throwing smoke. And it's a reminder and I think a bit of a reassurance because, you know, Walker Buehler started late on the season. That's why he ended up missing a start against the Giants because he wasn't quite up physically to where everyone else was. Once Walker yep. Buehler really gets up to speed physically, that dude throws smoke. That dude yep. just throws it past you.
No, if you were scouting the game for more than just revenge, there were a lot of things that happened that was really good. Really, yeah. really good. For me, number one was the performance of Walker Buehler. That was number one. Because you don't know who you're going to face, you know, in the postseason. But what you do know is that if you are to face a team of the caliber of the Houston Astros, you need to make sure you got a guy that puts fear in them. And not fear because he doesn't have control like Joe Kelly, but fear as in if he gets rolling, we may not get a hit for a minute. And the last time we saw Walker Buehler pitch was game five, and he had a very similar sort of dominant performance against the Washington Nationals at the stadium. You know, he seven really dominant innings, and you're just like, yeah, y'all ain't not today. You know, now obviously we know what happened, you know, once he was pulled, but for like good six innings, it just wasn't happening for you guys. Not today, not on my watch. And it felt again like that last night, just watching him. And yeah, he had two bad pitches, you know, and that happens. The great ones, they're not going to be perfect every single time, but he was damn close. And I felt really good knowing that. I know we got at least one guy that when it's game seven or game five like last year, we got a guy that we can throw out there that ain't afraid, that will put fear in every batter, and that you hope, the worst you can do is hope that you can just wear him down by fouling off pitches because he's not going to choke. He's not going to hand it to you. So that felt good. That absolutely 100% felt good. Also, no, Mookie.
He's that dude.
Mookie. It was yes. good to see Mookie.
Yes.
Get loose a little bit in a matchup that really mattered. The Giants, it mattered-ish. You know, you wanted to get the wins, Andy, because there's 60 games. I get it. But let's be real. This little two-game series, this one matters.
Mm-hmm.
This one matters. Mm-hmm. And this is why he's a $350 million man, because he shows up when it matters.
Yeah. This was Mookie Betts' first multi-game hit as a Dodger. It was his first extra base hit. Got a double late in the game, smoked this thing to left field, like absolutely rocked this thing right to the corner in left field for extra bases. Like this felt like Mookie getting past the nerves of a new team, yep. getting past the nerves of a huge contract, getting past the nerves of just, I'm in a brand new situation for a long time. Like, holy bleep, I just signed a contract for 13 years, you know, with the extension, 13 years of my career. And I'm excited about it, but like, holy bleep, like, that's a long time. Remember, LZ, our original reaction to this Monday, or your original reaction, and it made me think about it, the way you put it, we'll be in our 60s when Mookie's contract ends. That's sobering. We will be in our 60s when that ends. Like, that's something to think about. If you're Mookie Betts, you're thinking about that. That's a lot to take in.
If you're listening right now and you're in your 60s, you might be in your 80s when Mookie Betts contract
yeah.
Think about that.
A decade plus of your life, however old you are, if you were born the day Mookie Betts signed this contract and you're too young to understand what or who Mookie Betts is, by the time this thing is done, you're going to be in middle school. You're going to be in middle school. And if you become a Dodger fan, you're going to be like, oh, my God, man. My life has been Mookie Betts' career. I mean, my life has been Mookie Betts' contract.
I have an update on the poll already. It's very, very popular already. Less than 5 minutes up, we're trucking along here. So if you go to my Twitter handle, it's at LZ Granderson. The question is simply, hey, ESPN Los Angeles, believe Joe Kelly is really about that life. Your options are, one, we'll throw hands. Two, we'll yap and run. And three, don't care, he's a hero. Leading is, with 48% of the vote so far, is we'll throw hands.
Oh!
Yes. We believe Joe Kelly will throw those hands. 48% believe he is about that life.
The first response, by the way, is from Jared G on Twitter. Correa trains in MMA and as a podcast. If I'm Joe Kelly, I yap and I run, LOL. Maybe.
Well, he was yapping and running. If you go back and look at it, he didn't stop and yap. He was moving.
But like I said earlier, Joe Kelly is all plausible deniability because he's a hothead, but he's also wild. So you never know what's on purpose. But also in 2020, in the age of COVID, plausible deniability, I would get up in his face. I would go nose to nose. But social distancing, man, what am I going to do? my hands are tied, man. What am I going to do?
I love all these images we're getting sent our way of Joe Kelly beating the crap out of the Yankees.
No, man. If nothing else, I don't think he's scared, even if he's ineffective. All right, coming up, though, this is what's great. Also, with Joe Kelly throwing and the Dodgers getting out all that aggression now, who knows if we're actually going to have a full season to get out all that aggression because – it's getting a little hairy with baseball, LZ. We'll talk about the latest developments.
I just bought a T-shirt. I just got a T-shirt, my friend, Andy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's on the T-shirt?
Tell me, please.
Jorge knows what's on the T-shirt.
Yeah, tell me what's on it. T-shirt.
Tell me what's on it.
It's a picture of Joe Kelly, and he's walking away from the mound, and his head is turned. And his lips are poking out. And there's a phrase underneath his feet as he's walking. And do you know what that phrase says?
Nice swing, bleep.
Yes, sir.
Nice swing, bleep. Oh, that's awesome.
I just pushed PayNow. I love the internet. It's undefeated. It's undefeated. Oh,
Joe Kelly. Totally erratic and wild that whole inning, acting like this was part of his master plan. He's that hot-headed and that in your face that he will take an inning where he almost hit two guys. We're not even totally sure on purpose because he was so all over the place. But when push comes to shove, he'll be like, how you like me now? How you like me now? Yeah, nice swing, bleep. And Dusty Baker, as old school as it gets, Houston's new manager, made it clear he did not like what he saw over the course of that inning from Joe Kelly.
You know, balls get away sometimes, you know, but not that many in the big leagues. And, you know, when you throw a 3-0 fastball over a guy's head, I mean, now you're flirting with his, you know, ending his career. Then a couple other guys' balls are close. And then, you know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. And he told him, nice swing, bitch. And see, what are you supposed to do then? And then what upset me is that the umpires warned us. You know, why don't you warn him? You know, he's the one throwing a ball. And, you know, he's the one that started this mess in the first place. So I didn't like it at all.
No, Dusty. I have tons of respect for you. I really do, sir. You've done a tremendous amount of good for not just the game, but just the world of sports in general.
Yes.
But I'm not going to let you mischaracterize this as something Joe Kelly started. I'm not going to let you pretend as if you parachute in and you don't know any backstory. And you just like, oh, Joe Kelly's mean. Oh, no. You decided to come out of retirement and be the manager for a cheating-ass baseball team that wasn't properly punished. And you know as well as anybody who's been around baseball, because you've been in baseball a very long time, you know there is vigilante justice in this sport. So, Mr. Baker, with all due respect, that's some bull-ish you're trying to sell us right now. Characterize this as something Joe Kelly started because he said, nice swing, bleep. Can we say the word, by the way? Raj, can we say
the
word?
No, you can't.
You cannot.
I don't know why you're even asking me.
You cannot.
Because I need to make sure that the people know you're the reason why I'm being held back. It's not me.
I think they can figure it out.
I think they assume the reason pretty accurately and pretty easily. I mean, everybody's familiar with the FCC. I think they knew, LZ. I think they knew you were not afraid to say it. You're just handcuffed by the rules, man. You're handcuffed by the rules.
Handcuffed. I need to be set free. I need to be unleashed. I want to be Joe Kelly. Just let me be wild.
Nice swing, bleep. After an inning where Joe Kelly had no control over anything he was doing. He's still that cocky.
No.
He's still that cocky.
No control whatsoever. And you know what's so funny is that the batters know that the pitcher had no control. So I don't know if he was irritated over the fact that he threw at him or that he tried to claim that throwing at him was on purpose.
I don't know
which one would be more of an affront.
What's so great about that, LZ, is like up until that moment where he finally got Correa out and he's walking towards his own dugout and Joe Kelly is making literally making faces at Carlos Correa, like sticking his tongue out at him, going, up to that point, Joe Kelly was kind of making a fool out of himself on the mound. He was so all over the place. He was kind of making a fool out of himself as a major league pitcher, having that little control over his pitches. But like we talked about before, man, when you go up there and you are repping your team, even if you're not repping your team well, if you are repping your team with heart, heart goes a long way, man.
Long way. A long, long way. And, I mean, listen, it's not that it's coming from a fake place either. Like, as a player, as an athlete, yes, he just came onto the squad. He wasn't even on the team that was cheated by the Astros. That's true. But you have to remember, he's from Southern California, Anaheim, I believe. He grew up a Dodger fan. So the love that he was showing last night wasn't fake. It was real. He just wasn't able to be a player until recently. But his heart has always been for this squad and for this team. So I'm sure once he found out that they were cheated and he realized that it wasn't like the Dodgers were facing his club, the Red Sox, in that 2017 World Series, it was his favorite team growing up that was cheated as well. And so when you think about it from that capacity, you know, he's basically is a fan doing whatever fans would want to have happen, which is you let the Astros know, we know what you did and we don't like that ish. And I love that about him. Even if he didn't mean it, the fact that he allowed himself to be characterized that way just lets you know where he was at. You know, he didn't go, oh, shucks, I apologize, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah. No, nice swing.
Bleep. Punk-ass. Nice Cheater. Swing. Bleep. 877-710-ESPN, if you want to weigh in. Was this satisfying for you as a Dodger fan? Was last night this win over the Astros satisfying for you? Having that in, do you feel differently about Joe Kelly? Like, as far as you're concerned now, is Joe Kelly a Dodger for life for you, no matter what he does? Because there's a very good chance he's going to crap the bed during an important game at some point over this season. Like we've seen the history with Joe Kelly. Like, there is a chance you're going to get frustrated with him, maybe very quickly, over the course of this season. Are you cool with it now? 877-710-ESPN. Let us know how you feel about this game. We're going to be joined by Amin El Hassan at 7:15. A little while to talk a little Lakers, talk a little NBA. 710 ESPN.